Hey everyone, welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Inquirer Studios. And it is officially AFC North week in Cincinnati as the Bengals get ready for a huge matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. And this game, for it being just week five, feels like a do or die game for the Bengals in some sense, just because of the way the season has started and the looking at the rest of the schedule with some of these games coming down the road. My biggest takeaway as we get into talking about this matchup is that the Bengals have this game at home against the Ravens, and they are 0-2 at Paycor Stadium so far this year. And they need to win this game for a number of reasons. But most importantly, winning your games at home is really important. And the Bengals just haven't done a good enough job at home. And that's important because the Ravens, they're a good team. And the AFC North is stacked this year. The Steelers are playing really well. The Ravens, of course, are playing really well. And Cleveland has always been a team that the Bengals have struggled to beat. And when you have these games at home with your home crowd, you're not having to deal with a rabid crowd and having to go on a silent count. Like, these are the games that you need to win to take care of business, to allow yourself a loss down the road that maybe you aren't preparing to lose, and one that just happens. The Bengals winning at home is important because at the end of the year, these are the games that you're going to circle and say, they had this team at home and they couldn't win. These are the ones that you need. And I predicted my season predictions for this Bengals team before the season, and I had the Bengals splitting the series with the Ravens, and I had them winning this one in Cincinnati because when the next time they play the Ravens, it's on a Thursday night in Baltimore, and as you know, they do a great job with their crowd getting them into the games for night primetime games, and I expect that to be a really loud environment, and it's just really hard to go on the road in the AFC North and get a win. So I had the Bengals splitting the series with the Ravens, and they need to win this game. So let's talk about some other reasons why this game is so big at just week five. The Bengals were terrible in the AFC North last year. They were 1-5. They only won one game. They beat the Browns late in the season when the game really didn't mean anything to Cleveland and Cincinnati. At that point, the season was over. But that left a sour taste in a lot of the players and coaches' mouth because prior to last year, they had been really good in the division for the last 2 years. And they know that when you take care of business in the division, you really set yourself up well for the postseason. And the quickest way to ensure yourself a chance to play meaningful games in January is to take care of business in the division, and the Bengals are hoping to be able to get back on track and do that. So this team got their first win against the Carolina Panthers last week, and it was a game that wasn't necessarily pretty on defense, but the offense is playing really well for the Bengals right now. And it's a game that everyone is hoping can be kind of the start to a winning streak for the Cincinnati team. And we're not going to get into all of the games before last week in Carolina and what went wrong. Really, it's October. It's a new month for the Bengals. Can they get on a roll here? And there's no better opportunity to do so than to beat a team that the Bengals are home underdogs against the Ravens this weekend. Not something we're used to seeing for the Bengals, but because of the way they've played so far this year, they are home underdogs to the Ravens. And watching the Ravens against the Buffalo Bills, they destroyed one of the best teams in the NFL on Sunday night, and everybody watched it. And coming into this game, not many people will pick the Bengals to win. And this is the type of game that if they can go out and play really well on all three sides of the ball, they can really get themselves in a position to save their season. They'd be 1-0 in the AFC North, which would be huge. And they would be stacking games and they'd be stacking confidence. And I think that's what this team needs. On offense, they have it. They are rolling, as Joe Burrow said. But on defense, I really think that if this team can go out and really shock some people and play really well against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, two of the best players in the NFL, I think it could really do a lot for the mentality and the confidence of the Bengals defense that we know has been struggling the last couple of weeks. You ask everyone involved in the Bengals defense, whether it be coaches or players, everyone will tell you the same thing. They're not playing well enough. And it doesn't take a rocket science to tell you that. You know, you can flip on the games, and through the first month of the season, the Bengals defense hasn't been good enough. It's been the weak point of this team. But a lot of the players on this Bengals defense have been on this team for years when the defense has carried the offense to wins. So they have the talent to do it, and they're getting some healthy players back, and we'll touch on that in a little bit. But I just think that this has all of the makings to be a game where if the Bengals can just go out and win and upset the Ravens at home, I just feel like this could really start the season for the Bengals. It can get all of that September bad taste out of their mouths, and it could really lift them in a season that hasn't started the way anyone hoped for the Cincinnati Bengals team. So let's talk a little bit more about the matchup against the Ravens. The Ravens, as they are every year, are just a tough outing for this Bengals team because of the way they play. The Ravens are a tough, physical team, and then at the end of the day, the Baltimore Ravens want to run the ball down your throat, and they went from being a team that was really good at running the ball last year to even better this year with Derrick Henry. The Ravens have the number one ranked rushing offense, and they're not just better than any other team in the NFL. They're almost 100 yards per game better than the second ranked rushing attack in the NFL, and that is the Green Bay Packers. Derrick Henry has given this offense such a boost, and between him and Justice Hill, Dax Hill's brother, and Lamar Jackson, that three-headed monster they have to be able to put pressure on opposing defenses simply just by running the ball is just on another level this year. And the offensive line for the Ravens struggled the first 2 weeks. They look like they've figured it out on offense in terms of running the ball. Passing wise, they're still not there. But when you can run the ball and really impose your will on a defense, it doesn't really matter if your passing attack is putting up gaudy numbers, because the Ravens are effective and the style of which they play suits well, because when they are able to run the ball and get up one or two scores, they're able to bleed the clock out, which then limits possessions for their opponents, making it so that their opponents have to be perfect every time they touch the ball. And 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. So it's all about the style of the way that the Ravens play, which makes them such a difficult team to go up against. But the good news for the Bengals is they've been one of the teams, when Joe Burrow has been healthy, to really be able to figure out how to beat the Ravens. And so Burrow talked about that a lot yesterday in his press conference. And here's what he said. The first thing he was asked about was, how important is taking advantage of every single possession you have on offense, and how important is a fast start? And he said, right at the beginning of his press conference, paramount. He was very intense in his press conference, and you just got the vibe that Joe Burrow knows this game is circled as one of the most important games he has on his calendar right now, because he said, I'm going to have to play damn near perfect, and that's how I'm preparing against this Ravens team because of how they want to play the game. He watched the game in which the Ravens beat the Bills on Sunday Night Football, and I asked him, I said, was it a reminder to you of how important a fast start against this specific Ravens team is? And he said, yes, because the Ravens got up quickly on the Buffalo Bills. They got up two scores pretty much right away, and Buffalo really was not able to get into their offensive game plan the way that they wanted to, simply because time of possession and just that they were forced to throw the ball because they were down, and that plays into what the Ravens want to do on defense. And he said it was just a reminder of how much a fast start against Baltimore is so important because of that time of possession situation with the Ravens. And I wrote about it in a story on Cincinnati.com. But specific to the time of possession, the Ravens rank number 4 in the NFL in time of possession, holding the ball for 32 minutes. And that, paired with a really good running attack, is hard for teams to go up against. But There have been teams that have beaten the Ravens this year. The Chiefs beat the Ravens in week one, and the Las Vegas Raiders shocked everyone and upset the Ravens at home, showing that, yes, the Ravens are good, and they're going to come into Cincinnati with everyone thinking that, based off of some of the things that the Bengals defense hasn't been able to do this year, that they're definitely the favorites to win this game. But I just got the feeling yesterday, listening to Joe Burrow, that this is a game that he knows he's going to be dialed in for and he's going to play really well. And the only way to beat the Ravens is to go toe-to-toe with them, because you know they're going to score points on offense. But if Burrow and the Bengals offense can really go at it from a scoring standpoint against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I think that this Bengals team can give themselves a real chance to win this game. But they cannot get down 10-0 early in the first quarter. That just won't go well for the way that the Bengals want to play on offense. And when you've seen the Bengals look really good on offense this year, it's been when they've been able to run the ball and be really diverse on offense, when Chase Brown and Zach Moss have been able to get involved in the game plan, as well as Joe Burrow feeding the ball to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. It's been a really good offense and they've been very productive. But in order to be able to do that, they have to be able to play from either a lead or really be in the thick of things against the Ravens, because trailing to the Ravens is not going to go well for this Bengals team, and Joe Burrow knows it. So if you want to read more about what specifically Joe Burrow said against the Ravens, be sure to check out that story on Cincinnati.com. So you definitely got the vibe that Burrow knows the importance of this game and what's at stake, because if you win this game and you get to 1-0 in the division and you're able to beat a team that not a lot of people expected you to beat, it could do a lot of good things for this team. And it would also really help them get rolling on a winning streak. And you can't even look ahead to the New York Giants, because right now the Bengals don't have the benefit of the doubt of looking ahead and saying, yeah, if we beat this team, we will definitely beat this team next week. They can't do that. They've done that and they've face planted doing that so far this year. So they need to take care of business against the Ravens. And that is all that anybody should be focused on, is how to beat this Ravens team. So let's talk a little bit about the defense and where things stand for Cincinnati's defense heading into this matchup against the Ravens. Help is on the way for the Bengals defense. Miles Murphy, the Bengals first round pick from last year, defensive end, and McKinley Jackson, the third round pick defensive tackle out of Texas A&M this year, were both able to practice for the first time yesterday after spending the first 4 weeks of the season on injured reserve with training camp injuries. And it couldn't come at a better time for the Bengals, who also got back BJ Hill at practice yesterday. He was able to practice for the first time in a couple weeks after injuring his hamstring against the Chiefs. So that could potentially, depending on if Miles Murphy and McKinley Jackson are in fact able to play on Sunday, in addition to Hill, that's three bodies that Lou Anarumo is going to be able to count on that he simply hasn't had the last couple of weeks. Anarumo said, expectations of Miles Murphy are pretty high based off of the way he was playing in training camp and what they saw of him last year when he was able to get on the field. But McKinley Jackson, he wanted to make sure expectations were tempered, because he said, you know, he got injured so early in training camp. He really didn't have that many padded practices as a rookie. So not sure what they would really expect of him, especially if he is able to go. But if Miles Murphy is able to go, it could be a huge boost for this Bengals pass rush that has been struggling right now. And if Murphy is able to even provide a little bit of a relief for Sam Hubbard, who they want to cut his snaps down. Hubbard has been dealing with a lingering hamstring injury, and although he hasn't been on the injury report, they want to cut down on his snaps to hopefully get him to be more productive when he is on the field. So having Murphy be there and be someone that the Bengals can rely on, and they really think that based off of his athleticism and his size, that he can really be a factor opposite of Trey Hendrickson. And some good news about Trey Hendrickson: he was able to practice yesterday in a limited capacity with what Zach Taylor called a neck stinger. It looked pretty bad when he was down against Carolina, but Trey Hendrickson is one of the toughest guys that the Bengals have in their locker room, and it looks like he's going to be able to go on Sunday because he was able to practice on Wednesday. So that's a huge sign for this Bengals defense, because if the Bengals defensive line has Trey Hendrickson, Miles Murphy, BJ Hill, Sam Hubbard, that group looks so much better than the group that they've had out there the last 2 weeks. And being able to get Sheldon Rankins back in a week or two, that they could really turn things around on the defensive line. And the time is now for this team. They can't waste any more time. So getting those bodies back on defense could be huge for this team. Let's talk a little bit about the secondary for Cincinnati. Cam Taylor-Britt was benched against the Panthers. He was pulled off the field, and Anarumo did put him back in a little bit later in the game. But for the most part, DJ Turner replaced Cam Taylor-Britt because Anarumo said he was playing erratic. And the Bengals have a situation here with Taylor-Britt because he's one of their best players on defense and someone that they didn't think that they were going to have to worry about at all in terms of slipping, but he hasn't been playing well the last 2 weeks. And Lou Anarumo said, "We won't tolerate poor play by anyone." And so he pulled Taylor-Britt, and they were able to get a good look at what DJ Turner could do. And he played really well when he went in. And so this week, Anarumo said, "We're going to give Taylor-Britt a chance to show the player that he is, but everybody's going to be up." So I have a feeling that Taylor-Britt will start again opposite of Dax Hill, but they're going to get DJ Turner on the field. And if things continue to go in a negative direction with Cam Taylor-Britt, Anarumo showed he is not wasting any more time. If he thinks DJ Turner gives this team a better chance to win, he will do that. So we talked to Cam Taylor-Britt in the locker room yesterday, and his response is exactly what the Bengals coaching staff and all Bengals fans should hope for when a player is dealing with some adversity. Taylor-Britt accepted full responsibility for his play and said it just wasn't good enough. And he's choosing to look at losing some playing time against the Panthers as something that he can take as a learning lesson and really know that every single play in the NFL is important. And at any moment, you can be taken off the field. And he said that even though the team won and he was happy, he just didn't feel good about himself and what he contributed to the team on Sunday. So it feels like he took it really personal. And he said, "I'm expecting the Ravens to totally attack me and to go at me because they think I'm vulnerable." And he said, I'm honestly excited for the opportunity to show that I can rebound from a tough couple of weeks." And the Bengals say they have full confidence in Taylor-Britt. And you'll learn a lot about the makeup of him if he is able to rebound and play better, because the Bengals really need him to get back to being their number one shutdown cornerback, because they've got enough issues other places on the defensive line. They cannot afford to have a setback with one of their best players in Taylor-Britt. But the real story for the Bengals defense against this Ravens team is going to be about how they play at the line of scrimmage on defense. They cannot get pushed around. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, they're going to get theirs. They're really good players, but it cannot turn into a every time the Bengals hand off the ball to Derrick Henry or Justice Hill, they're carrying it for 5 or 6 yards. They have to be able to hold the point of attack and at least be physical with the Ravens. And the big key when you're playing Lamar Jackson is to get your hands on the ball as much as possible. He is very susceptible to turning the ball over. He showed that through his whole career. So I have a feeling this could be a game where Jermaine Pratt or Logan Wilson, two of the Bengals' better players, knocking the ball out, they could be a real factor in this game. Because another key to beating the Ravens is to force Lamar Jackson into turning the ball over, which would give the Bengals offense another possession. And that's where I think if the Bengals can come out and play physical and be able to generate some turnovers and really just limit the Ravens' production on the field running the ball, they could give themselves a chance to win this game. And that's what everybody is hoping for. All right, that's it for some thoughts on this week's matchup between the Bengals and the Ravens. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast.